can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Listeners, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. Today, we have a question from poor Megan.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. I have a question about how to handle an incident that occurred in one of my units. So this particular unit is an apartment building, and unfortunately, some kind of event or incident occurred that caused significant damage to the unit. This included wall repairs, couch cleaning, rug cleaning, replacing some of the unit's supplies, decor. I'm wondering, what are the steps that we can take through Airbnb to get support from them along the way? How do we charge this to the guest when we're going to pay for this? How do we do that? And then where do you go from there? Thanks so much.
Sounds like some stuff went down.
Let's get into it. First thing is that speed matters. And when I say speed matters, it's two different things. One is speed matters in getting into your property, your home, your apartment, your cabin, your yurt, whatever you might be hosting, getting in as soon as possible after your guest checks out to make sure that it's exactly the way that you left it. Is what you want to do. And then number two, the speed matters in gathering all the information and reporting that to said guest and platform, whether it be Airbnb for, you know, your direct booking site. Speed matters to on both of those things. And after you're quickly in there reviewing your property, I'm going to ask you to refrain. A lot of reactions will be to start to fix things or organize, or if you see things are disheveled or broken, I know it's just our nature to like, or if something's stained, you kind of want to get after it and start cleaning it up and picking it up immediately. And so whether it's you or your team, you want to pause for the cause, because if you find this damage, here are the next steps that you want to take immediately.
Whether it's you or your team, and it's going to laugh at me, but I do think you need to develop some sort of SOP into a checklist. Okay, it's like essentially a decision tree. If you don't find damage, okay, continue on with the clean. If you do find damage, here's what you do. And you want to build this before you need it, which is why if you've not yet encountered damage, don't freak out. It will probably happen and you're going to be fine. Documenting it, like Annette said, immediately is key. So if you have someone else who gets in the unit before you do, like a cleaning team or your inspector, give them the checklist of what they should do should they find damage. They don't have to ask you. They are already equipped with that checklist. That'll include photos of the damage, both up close, but also far away. I actually had to work on this with our cleaning team because they're so sweet. They don't want to be accused of the damage. And they would take these photos that are so close to what the issue is that I didn't even know what I was looking
You're
at.
Like, what is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that is great. Also step back a few feet. So I can understand like where in the home, especially if you are managing like a large vacation rental or a large home, you want to know what room it's a part of. I also recommend, even though you may not be able to submit this via the platform communication like Airbnb, take video of it too. It's just good to get as much as you can before it gets fixed or clean. You want to record it in the exact state in which you found it. And so photos are great, but so is video. And then I would store all of this somewhere. For us, it would be in a Google Drive in a certain area where I can easily find it. So we just have it in one place. We can reference back to it should we need to. But document the damage and make sure your team knows that you want up close and far away and video, and then where to put those things, and also to notify you.
And as you're documenting with all of the context, you should start writing down, like go ahead and write down the damages also. So you can start, you know, if it's a rug, you can go and see what it would be to replace that. If it's, they said decor, what is the exact decor, like this picture from wherever market, how much is it going to be to replace? If it's drywall, how much is it going to be for someone to come out and not only drywall it, but then paint it? So you're going to want to start to write down all of the damages in that correspond with those photos of the damaged areas that you are taking.
And that, and we mean this right away.
Right. This isn't like sit around and like, you know, we know that you'll probably want to call somebody, or it's like speed really does matter, because it's a lot of times take you longer than you think to
look up these things,
to document it. And don't be discouraged either. Like, why I shouldn't even have to be doing this. And it's like, we know that, we understand, but you got to do the work if you want to get reimbursed for it.
Yeah. It's the part of doing business. And sometimes let's say you've yet to have a drywall repair. So now is not the perfect time. Actually, it's great to build relationships with contractors ahead of needing them, but now you can call a couple companies and say, hey, I've got a, you know, whatever it is, 24 inch by 24 inch wall damage. Approximately, what would it be to fix that? Like, you can just call them and get, and of course they're going to say to you, well, it depends. Say, I understand that. I just need this for documentation. I need it somewhere to go off of. So document it, write it all down. And then if you're lucky enough to have a team member, a partner, to like just make sure you're not missing anything as your doc, because you want to write it all down and get all the research of what it's going to cost to replace that, write that all down.
And next, we want you to review the communication with the guest. Did they maybe allude to something being damaged, you know, that maybe you just didn't like see it in the communication? Maybe your team was communicating. This is where you kind of want to zoom out a little bit. Do a review of the entire property. Do a review of the entire communication from booking. Like, were there some things like, wait a second, you know, just kind of trying to read through all the communication with that guest, because it'll also help you with your tone and what your conversations had been previously of how you're going to chat with this guest about the damages that were incurred. And I'm going to follow up after this last tip really quick and tell you why looking at that communication is so important. But last but not least, this is going to tee you up, especially if you're working with, before you reach out to the guest or Airbnb, going ahead and already creating an invoice. What is the total amount that it would take to remedy this? I know I was just talking to a host via text that was like a friend of a friend last week, and she had something like this happen. And she was like, well, she hadn't reached out to anybody because she was like, every time I like, you know, go back, there's more damage. And she was just like, I think it was, she was like a part-time host. And I was like, well, you can't wait like forever and then say, oh yeah, well, this was broken. It's like, you really have to assess all the damage, and you really do want to get this invoice prepared. I'm going to have Sarah give you some hot tips on, the actual creating an invoice to supply to the guest and to Airbnb.
If you've never created an invoice, I recommend going to Google's a great place to start. Google has the Google Docs has free templates, free invoices galore, or you can have a free Canva account. They also have free invoice templates. If you don't have a logo, now is not the time to pause and like pick one and make one. Just put your business name in there. If you don't have an LLC name or a business name, you can put your name down on there, but you just want to have an official, professional looking invoice that is clearly line by line item of all the damages, and make sure that your assessment of the damages and the pricing is based on facts, not on your emotions. You can put your time into there. So you could put a line item of labor. So let's say that you are the one that's going to rehang the picture. You can charge for labor. So I'm not saying don't value your time, but just make sure it's based on facts and like going rate for labor in your area, et cetera, et cetera. But you want to make sure you have a professional invoice, and then store that invoice in the same folder that you have the photos and videos. And then also make sure you save it as a PDF. It has to be like an or a JPEG, and I'll share why in with the next step.
Hey, new hosts. Are you swimming in a sea of questions like, how do I deter parties?
How many towels should I have and where should I get them? What sheet should I use? What smart lock is best? What are the best practices when listing on Airbnb? How do I write a good title and description? Or maybe you don't even have your first property yet and you're wondering where to find it and how to know if it's a good deal. Well, we've been working on a solution to help new hosts get all their questions answered for over a year now, and we're finally proud and ready to share with you Thanks for Visiting's Hosting Handbook. It is the ultimate step-by-step digital resource guide for new hosts. The Hosting Handbook includes searchable videos and resources specifically tailored for you, the new host. Have a question about how to price your property? Use the Hosting Handbook's search functionality and type in pricing and boom. Videos and resources all about pricing your property will populate. Want to know what to include in your short-term rental kitchen? Just type in kitchen. Videos of Annette and me in an actual running short-term rental kitchen will appear, walking you through all the do's and don'ts we've learned over our 10 plus years of hosting. We've been stockpiling host questions for years, including what to do when a guest asks you challenging questions about discounts and pricing and so much more. Get all the videos, downloads, and resources you need to fast track yourself from new host to super host. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. That's thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. Get the ultimate blueprint for hosting today.
And then it's time to communicate. It's time to connect with this guest in writing. Okay. And when I say in writing, I know so all of this is done virtually, but we want you to reach out to the guest, whether it was email, if it was a direct booking, if it was Airbnb via the app, because we want you to start having documentation of exactly, you know, you communicating with them, that the damages were found, what exactly you found. We understand sometimes, like I've had damages before where a guest has called me and told me about it, but then I went back in and just because they wanted to pay for it, made sure that we had that in the app in, you know, written out that they were going to per our conversation, but really make sure that you're connecting with them in writing. Or here's where this gets really, I want you to just, there's power in the pause here too. You still need to have be a completely hospitable host here when you're reaching back out, because you don't want to be accusatory or defensive. And I want to tell you exactly, I have some scenarios of why. That's why looking back at that guest communication too is really important. I've had incidences where I'll share one and then Sarah will share one, where I had a guest and they were lovely. I went back. I was like, oh yeah, I remember them. Like I'd been talking to them throughout the entire stay. And I was in shock when I went in after they left and there were some things that were damaged. There was a ton of beer bottles. And like, I was like, this seems very odd. And I took some pictures of the damages and reached back out to the woman that had booked it. And she was beside herself because she had actually left one night early and let her young adult children, but I say young adult, so they weren't children, but they were her children, stay. And I think they had a little too much fun. And she was mortified. And she immediately paid for the damages. But what was so great here is that A, I had the photos ready for her. So, and she knew, I mean, I had the proof. And the tone that I had, you know, let her know about these damages and or asked and inquired about the damages was coming from a place of this seems very like, oh my gosh, like this seems really weird. I thought you guys were having a great time. You know, I don't know how my exact messaging, but it was very like, wait, this seems off. Just making sure everything is okay. You know, and she was really taken aback. So I want to let you know that sometimes those damages might not have been done by the host. And Sarah has an exact another scenario also where you want to be tread lightly.
I was managing a really large vacation rental home, several bedrooms, and I reached out with some significant damage to the bed to the gentleman who booked the property. And he, just like Annette said, was also beside himself, apologetic, and was like, I had no idea. And he said that our children stayed in that room and they did not tell us that happened. And, I, you know, and of course, it's like we would love, you know, it goes back to being hospitable, because in your brain, you're like, well, you should inspect all our rooms before you leave and like, you know, whatever.
No. Yeah, no.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So
let's say it wasn't kids. It could be, I've found this before. Like, let's say there are damages or I don't, you know, miscellaneous things of like, It could be other adult couples in a room and, you know, maybe they damaged something and didn't want to tell the host that was hosting them. They were embarrassed. So that's where we're just telling you that that communication is key and making sure you're still having, you know, coming from that they are, even though they have checked out, they are still the guest because they might not be aware of what happened there. Most of the time, hopefully the guest, if you can provide this proof and show them that hopefully they will pay for the damages. But if not, you have the documentation and you can go through the resolution center and start that. But that's why we really want you to make sure you're keeping everything on the app and you have all the documentation.
Yeah. Megan asked in the recording, she mentioned specifically Airbnb. So I think she wants to understand what it takes to do air cover. But the reason why we took you through all these steps, because the first thing to do is make sure that you are documenting correctly. And that tip of the invoice is what it's really going to help you win more claims, yes, with your guest, and then ultimately, yes, with air cover. So make sure that you have all those photos, those line items, the actual pricing, all of it dialed in. You send to the guest, let's say they refuse, they disagree, they don't want to pay, they don't respond. That is when you then take it to air cover, and air cover is going to ask you for all the things that you've already sent the guest. So you are ready to go. You can upload it. It's an easy process to do that. If the guest doesn't respond to you within the, you know, the first 6-8 hours, I would let them know when you follow up with them, hey, I do need to let Airbnb know about this unless you can respond to me. Let them know what your intentions are and then send it to air cover. If this booking didn't come through air cover, I am going to link to a podcast episode we actually just did. It's episode 374. It'll be linked in the show notes, but it's Short-Term Rental Damage Waiver Programs 101. You can engage in a program with a third party and get a damage waiver program so that if there is accidental damage, these damage waiver programs will pay you for small claims. This way you wouldn't have to, you know, obviously claim it with your insurance company. You can also have a damage waiver in-house. You don't have to have a company run it for you. If you don't want that extra work or what have you, there are companies that do it. So listen to the episode if you want to learn more about damage waivers. But that's essentially what air cover is. It is a damage waiver. Airbnb will have the power to approve it or not. And that's when maybe something like your security deposit then would kick in or something of that nature. But to answer Megan's question, just document, have a professional invoice. Everyone, save your receipts, because sometimes it depends on where you're trying to get the refund back for the damages. It might be not what it costs now. It might be what it costs when you bought it. Just have all, or you don't even know where you got it from. So if you can go to your receipts, and if your receipts are clearly labeled, you can figure out all of that quickly. Because like Annette said, speed matters in these cases. Megan, we wish you all the luck with that. Hope you get it resolved. With that, I am Sarah Caracane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.